This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Money Matters is brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. The Iowa Drought Monitor doesn't have much drought to track anymore. We'll have more right after this.
There are three big reasons growers choose crop hail insurance from Farm Credit Services of America. One, they trust our expertise to deliver the right coverage. Two, we work with several companies so they'll get the right product. And three, should their crops ever get hail, they'll get the right service. Get the crop hail coverage that's right for you. Call Farm Credit Services of America and see for yourself. 1-800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
We're always hoping for drought-busting rains, but we don't always get them. Fortunately, our prayers were finally answered this year. Iowa State climatologist Dr. Justin Glisson said the U.S. Drought Monitor for Iowa doesn't have much drought on it anymore.
You look at the Drought Monitor, we're missing drought on that map. As of last week, 203 consecutive weeks of D1 moderate drought somewhere in the state, the longest drought since 1954 to 1959. You'd have to go back to June 30th of 2020 to see a drought-free map. So all we see on the depiction is D0, abnormal dryness. It's more of a reflection of short-term 30 to 60-day dryness. But we're still seeing improvement. So the map this week, we've removed a little bit more of that D0 in northern and western Iowa and Pott County, and then a little bit of introduction of D0 in southeastern Iowa.
Glisson said the upcoming forecast is very quiet.
Yeah, a quieter forecast than what we've seen in April and May with a very active severe weather season. 105 tornadoes overall, 47 in May. So typically in a year, we would see anywhere from 40 to 44 across the state. So with that severe weather, thunderstorms, rainfall, looking out 7 days, potential 10th to a quarter of an inch across much of the state, maybe higher totals in southwestern Iowa. You look at the outlooks out to next week, end of next week, heat's coming back, or heat is on the way. Potential for some 90 degree temperatures late next week.
For Money Matters here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.